Hey, friend, welcome to season two of Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now, the process of this podcast has really made me see myself in a whole new way. I've discovered a lot of things that I thought I had a handle on, but in reality, I've just been avoiding them for so long that I forgot about them. Or I just completely ignore my feelings altogether in order to please everyone else. I used to think just because I acknowledged something happened and talked about my feelings that it would make it all better, but that doesn't work. I had to go deeper and figure out my why. This is difficult because you actually have to look at yourself, your past, and sometimes even your childhood. There are so many things in my past that I would just rather forget, but honestly, it's really helped me understand more about why I am the way that I am. I also thought knowing some of this stuff would help me move on somehow. Apparently, it's not that easy for me. When a sensitive topic comes up for me, I tend to react the same way all over again, experiencing the same pain and frustration as if it just happened. Why? I don't want to keep talking about it. I don't want to keep explaining myself, and I don't want to keep hearing the same damn thing over and over again. Nothing's going to change what happened. But that's it. Nothing is going to change what happened. So now what? We all have those aha moments. Usually small things, like figuring out why something's been annoying you, where that noise was coming from. Exercising really does make you feel better. Or, oh, that's what my password was. Aha moments can also be a pivotal moment in your life. I refer to them as breakdowns or breakthroughs. Someone once told me it's the same thing, but I don't think it is. I think we can realize when we're in the middle of a breakdown and we can just choose to stay down. I've done that so often. You may feel embarrassed about what happened, or you just don't know how or who to ask for help. You can begin to feel stuck. Defeated. It may seem like only a miracle can save you, and there's no one walking around handing out miracles. I think a breakthrough is when you finally realize what's happening and you find the courage to do what's needed to make the change. This is when you have to stop blaming everyone else. You have to take ownership of your situation and realize that every problem starts with you. I know this seems harsh, but it's true. We all have tragedies, but we can't let them define us. And we're all going to be forced to deal with unpleasantries in life. My husband died. No amount of crying is ever going to bring him back. He wouldn't want to see me sad and not living my life. I know this because we talked about it. I can still love him and love someone else. It's not the loss of my husband that keeps me from loving again. It's me. In all my past experiences with love, even as a child, it was never easy for me to let Tom in. And if I'm honest, I probably never did 100%. I know it's me that stops me from opening my heart and loving again, not Tom dying. Being a widow is just an excuse that I've made up for myself to avoid even trying to love again. I have a rare eye cancer with no cure that can metastasize at any moment and be a death sentence. I used to think about dying all the time. When it would come, how it would happen, what would I want when the time comes? Nothing is going to change this diagnosis, so I don't let it consume my everyday life. I don't even talk about it until scans are due. I keep it to myself and I don't share my feelings with anyone. Life gave me this lemon, and I'm going to make the sweetest fucking lemonade I can. So I'm going to live my life so fully that when death comes knocking on my door, he'll be greeted with open arms. Everyone sees me as this happy, bubbly, and positive person all the time, and they seem so surprised when I tell them how hard I struggle. They always want to know, how do you do it? Well, I just do. And I know that's not a very good answer, but this is how it happened for me. At first, I faked everything. I faked every smile and every laugh. I was faking every time I felt like I was listening or even cared. And somewhere along the way, I actually heard what people were saying and started to care. I found my smiles getting bigger and my laughs were coming from deep within. It's taken me years to get here, and I still don't feel completely happy at times. And it is so hard being rainbows and sunshine, but my only other option is the extreme opposite, which is a sarcastic and spiteful person that I'm disgusted by. The point is, the time comes when we all have to deal with our shit. We have to take responsibility for our own actions, meaning we have to decide how we want to respond to the tragedies we're dealt. I don't know about you, but for me, it's time for a reckoning. And this, my friend, is where it gets hard. But this is also where it's gonna get so good. Because after all, love is not dead, just my husband.